In recent weeks, it appeared that a hit song on the country and western charts had struck a chord with military families. Radio stations in top markets across the country were getting repeated requests to play The Bumper of My SUV, a kind of Kiss My Grits ballad where country crooner Shelley Wright proudly defends her pro-military bumper sticker.
I've got a bright red sticker on the back of my car, says United States Marines.
Time after time, callers requesting this song said they or their loved ones were in the military. Those calls helped make this song the second fastest selling country music single. But a story that appeared in the Tennessean, a newspaper in Nashville, found that the grassroots support that fueled the song's success was actually the work of an overzealous fan club. The club apparently used deceit to help win over DJs. Jeannie Ann Nocek has been covering the story for the Tennessean. She says one of those fan club members blew the whistle on the scheme.
The Tennessean received an email from a woman in Lafayette, Louisiana, named Stephanie Hoffpower, and she alerted us to the fact that she was a member of what she called a secret street team for the country singer Shelley Wright. And Stephanie said that she had been involved in a campaign by fan club members to call radio stations requesting airplay for the single The Bumper of My SUV. So Stephanie Hoffpower said she'd been involved in that campaign and she was fine with being asked to call radio stations numerous times to request the song. But when they asked her to pretend she was in the military or had a relative serving in Iraq, her conscience bothered her and she emailed us.
And is that what happened? These people were calling into radio stations and saying either they were in the military or they had a loved one in the military?
Well, Stephanie supplied emails and bulletin board postings that showed that there was a campaign to get her and 16 other super fans, very enthusiastic fans of Shelley Wright, to call radio stations, and they had been told things like, tell them you're a Marine, whatever it takes. Stephanie said that she didn't have to lie because she has a brother-in-law who is in the Air National Guard. So she used her own experience to talk up the song to radio station DJs and program directors.
What does Shelley Wright have to say about all this?
I called her on Friday. The story ran Sunday, and I called her Friday, and she had heard that her fan club president was being accused of orchestrating a mass phone campaign asking people to lie about being in the military. And she said, I can't believe he would do that. He's a very honest person. The next day, knowing that the story was going to run in the Tennessean on Sunday, she put out a statement asking for the resignation of the fan club president and dismantling the 17-person street team.
What kind of reaction did you get to the story?
My emails were split between people who are in the music industry or know how it works, who said, thanks for exposing a side of the music business that, you know, this happens all the time, everybody knows it does, but the general public may not know how songs get on the radio. And so there was some support. There was a lot of emotional reaction to the story about how could you write this? You know, it's a great song, it's supporting our troops, you know, any means possible.
Jeannie Ann Nocek, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Jeannie Ann Nocek writes for the Tennessean of Nashville. She was talking to us about an article that ran over the weekend about the song, The Bumper of My SUV.
That's why I've got a sticker for the U.S. Marines on the bumper of my SUV.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.